Jeff Byers joins us. Never guesses. The only time he has any doubts about it is when he's asked to join this show. Welcome, sir.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah. All right, so Big Ten championships. Kale has always scheduled everything in such a way where there's a grind, a grind, a grind, and then what you're expected to do at the end, you do, and then you get a little break. Why has this worked so well over the years for these wrestlers?
Yeah, I think there's just a really good comprehensive approach that the coaches take. I mean, it's a strategy where they map out the entire year, and obviously they'll make adjustments as they need to during the course of the year. But, I mean, they really have a very detailed plan starting from the first day after Nationals, going all the way through the following year. And it's the consistency of the message and what they do in practice and the way they ask the kids to approach each day, where you're just trying to get a little better. You're focusing on you, not necessarily your opponents and worrying about what they're doing, but just working on your areas of weakness and, you know, trying to figure out how to best capitalize on your strengths. And, you know, I think they really dial in on how to get the mind and body to the best place possible at the right time of the year to give themselves a chance to perform at the highest level.
All right, the idea, of course, is to get 10 through to Tulsa. Realistically, it's 9. I know it's been a tough road at 125. It's obviously, there's a lot of really good wrestlers in that weight class, but why has it been such a problem for Gary?
Yeah, I really think it is more of a confidence thing than anything else, Steve. You watch him in the room, and, I mean, he won a couple of PIAA state titles. He's not a kid that doesn't know how to wrestle. He is, I think, a little undersized at 125, and, I mean, I don't, you know, he's not horsing anybody around, and he's been horsed around by a few of his opponents this season. So, I mean, I think that is a factor. But I don't think he's terribly undersized, and you know, he's just not made the transition, I think, the way he was expecting from high school to college. But I will say he keeps battling, he keeps trying to figure things out, and I think you've seen, you know, he's had two of his better matches in the last four of the season. Now he also had a couple in there that you know, he still didn't look great. So I'm curious to see if he can put together two or three matches in a row, which he's going to need to do, where he can fight hard and give himself a chance to win in the last minute or so, just on effort. But yeah, he is in a good weight class. There's no question. I mean, 125 is always just a really strong field, and you know, this year is no difference. I mean, you look at it, Tristan Lujan, for the better part of the season, was ranked in the top 25. And he's the number 12 seed in a 14-man field at the Big Ten tournament, to give you an idea. Now, I think he'll move up. You know, Malik Heintzelman is not wrestling. He's having surgery, so his career is over for Ohio State, which is really disappointing news, because that kid has just worked his tail off to get to where he is, where he had a chance to be an All-American, I think, this year. And, you know, unfortunate news there. But it does bump, you know, Gary Steen is likely going to be a 10 seed. So, you know, he only has to place one spot higher to get an automatic berth to the NCAA tournament here.
Okay, let's see if he can do it. What has Bo Bartlett's move to what is his natural weight class meant to his season?
Well, I think it, you know, I keep coming back to confidence, and it's just such a big part of sports and wrestling, and he's just much more confident, much more comfortable at that weight. But the other thing, Steve, is since his loss to Real Woods, we really have seen him just dial in on being more offensive and figuring some things out that, you know, he's been preached to for a couple of years, but it sometimes just clicked at different times. And I really do think he is wrestling the best of his career over the course of this last month. And if he can ride that wave of momentum, I mean, I think he is a legitimate national title contender. And it's, you know, it's different being a guy that can keep it close, because he can keep it close. He's been able to keep it close with the top guys. There's a difference between that and being a guy that can actually go out and win it. And to be honest with you, coming out of the Real Woods bout, their first meeting, I was not altogether convinced that Bo Bartlett was a guy that could win it. I thought he was a guy that could be top three or four. But what we've seen in this last month, and he'll be the first to tell you that he is now really working on wrestling and not relying on his athleticism and the things that he knows have gotten him to this point, but really figuring out what it is that he needs to do to take that next step and be the guy at this weight. And I think he is one of probably five, maybe six guys there that can win the national tournament, and I think he's one of three that can probably step to the top of the podium this weekend in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, because the Woods match, when I watched that, I just felt he was tentative, and I think it probably reinforced to him, hey, look, I've got to really step up the offense when I get into something like that.
Yeah, and it's one thing to know that and recognize it, and it's another to truly do something about it and, you know, take the necessary steps. And there's just been a few little things that, you know, you're seeing in the room right now with him that I think are really good signs about what his capability is for, you know, pulling what would be a surprise in the postseason if he can get into that title match or win the whole thing. And I really think he is putting himself into a position to at least legitimately contend for that.
The established ones will always excite the fan base, but anybody that is a new face really excites the fan base. When you look at the ones that are going to their first Big Ten championships, what excites you about them and their possibilities?
Steve, for Shane Van Ness, it is just the way he grinds, and he just has that offensive mindset, and he really reminds me, and I'm not predicting he's going to be as dominant as Zane Rutherford was, but in terms of his approach as a freshman, he really has a very similar approach to Zane Rutherford in that he's just constantly moving forward, trying to put pressure on his opponents. The two things, you know, that he's been working on and that he needs to do to get to where he wants to be this year is to be able to get out from underneath good opponents, and he'll likely face a couple of them in the Big Ten tournament, or not get underneath. I mean, that's the alternative, is just don't get taken down, and when you get the option, go neutral. But then you've got to finish off your shots. He's been really good at getting in on shots, and he is pretty consistently finishing against guys that are not in the top 10. He gets in against the top 10 guys, but he's had some trouble finishing those shots. And he recognizes that's where it's at right now. And I just think if he can get that one breakthrough win, if he could beat a Max Buren, let's say in the quarterfinals, I really think the sky is the limit here, and that Van Ness could be another legit national title contender here for the team. Levi Haynes is just, I mean, he's the next great one, legend in the making here for Penn State. He just comes from a tremendous athletic background. And, you know, both his parents were terrific athletes, but it's really his attitude as much as anything. He's a really coachable kid, has a tremendous understanding of the sport and a great natural feel for it. And I just think, you know, he is clearly a national title contender. I know he goes in as the number two seed, and rightfully so, but I think in the Penn State coaches' minds, and I know in my mind, Levi Haynes is the guy to beat this weekend. And that's taking nothing away from Peyton Robb. I think he is a really good wrestler for Nebraska. I just think Levi has figured some things out here. I think he figured them out fairly early. And I think here from late February on, I will put him up against anybody in the country. And I think it's just going to be exciting to see what he can do here this weekend to kind of set the table for the following week. And then Alex Facundo, I think, Steve, is another one that he has just really figured some things out, taken to heart some of the lessons learned in his couple of losses. And I think he is a guy that is very motivated, wants to be on top of the podium, both at Big Tens and Nationals, and I think has the skill set to do it. He's in an absolutely loaded weight class. I mean, you know, you can go 10 deep in the Big Ten and be impressed. And I think nationally there are probably 18 to 20 guys that could be All-Americans this year if they get hot at the NCAA tournament, and probably at least six that I think are legitimate national title contenders, and I think Alex is one of those heading into the postseason.
All right. If elements play out to fruition, and anything can happen, give me a couple of bouts along the way that you are excited to get an opportunity to announce.
Yeah, I think I'm really wanting to see what Bo Bartlett can do if he does get back in with that rematch with Real Woods. You know, not necessarily predicting this, but the way that first match went and the way Bartlett has responded to it puts me in mind of Carter Storace and Michael Kemmerer. Now, they met, obviously, in the Big Ten tournament, and then the turnaround was just right. 2 weeks later at the NCAA tournament. But I'm just telling you, Bo Bartlett, the lessons learned and that were applied there. Now, Real Woods is still really good. You can make some adjustments and wrestle a better match and still lose. I mean, that guy is clearly a national title contender. But that one, I think I'm excited to see. I really want to see what Shane Van Ness can do this weekend. I think, you know, the quarterfinal matchup with Max Murin is a tough one. Murin is tough on top and gave him problems there the last time, and he's tough to get a clean takedown on. But if he, you know, can get that win in the quarterfinals, then that sets up, again, another really intriguing matchup with Sammy Sasso, the number one seed for, likely the number one seed for Ohio State. And then Levi Haynes and Peyton Robb, I'm just curious to see exactly how that plays out. I really like the way he's wrestling right now. He being Levi is wrestling, and I just think again in my mind he's kind of the guy to beat there. And then Mason Paris and Greg Kirkley. Kirkley just did not look like his normal self.
No,
and again, I think Paris deserves some credit for that. I mean, I'm sure he did some things to take Greg out of his game, but he just did not have the energy level. I don't know if he got a bad night's sleep or it just did not seem right. And he wasn't ill or anything. I'm not, no excuses here, but I think if Greg Kirkley just comes out and wrestles the way he normally does, to me, he is still the guy to beat here at the heavyweight spot this season.
There's so many of these that will end up being national championship previews. What has been the important element that whether a wrestler at Penn State wins or loses at the Big Ten, that Cale has had the ability to get across to them the adjustment the winner needs to make and the adjustment, obviously, the one that didn't win needs to make?
Yeah, it really is remarkable, the consistency with which Penn State has performed regardless of Big Ten. And as you said, it's not as though, they win a close one, and because, there is some thought, and I subscribe to it, that if you have two elite guys and one loses, that it is a bit of an advantage for that guy, the guy that lost, the next time they meet, because he now knows that he has to make the adjustments. It's a little harder to get in your mind if you do something and it works to truly believe that you need to change up the next time you meet somebody. And again, I'm talking about if you have two guys that are at the highest level. So Penn State's ability, and I think Casey Cunningham and Cody Sanderson are as good as there is in terms of scouting and just picking out one or two things. You know, at this time of the year, it's not about breaking everything down and looking at every little thing. It is simplifying and, okay, this is do this, let's work on that, let's watch out for this. And if you can, just pinpoint two or three things, and I just think those two, along with Cale, obviously, do a great job of just kind of pinpointing, okay, this is what we need to work on, let's dial in on this. And the other thing is that I just think they do a really good job, an exceptional job, of getting these guys rested before the NCAA tournament and getting in their heads that they are going to go out and win national titles. Again, it's it goes back to the whole year-long consistency with the message and everything. It's not that they do something brand new in those final 2 weeks. It's the consistency throughout the season. But they are able to, again, I think, just zero in on one or two little things, adjustments that they can make from Big Tens to Nationals, and then get these guys to where they're feeling fresh, have their legs under them, believing they can go 7 minutes plus if need be, and then have that confidence that, yep, anything I try is going to work, and anything my opponent tries, I'm ready to be able to stop them.
So you're staying in Ann Arbor or you're staying in Ypsilanti?
We are staying in Ann Arbor.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's great. Well, usually the best restaurant there is Sonic. All right. So, but if you get a chance, right, and you don't get many chances, go out to Paisano's.
We will have to try to do that on Friday, for sure.
Yes, Paisanos, all right? Jack, Ham, and I took the gang over there for football. Oh, pretty good. And you deserve top shelf, my friend.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Steve. And if there's anything I'm willing to do, it is eat a good meal.
And you'll love it. Hey, great time in Ann Arbor. Let's see how many they can bring back and get his. Let's see if they get all 10 through to Tulsa. That would be awesome.
It would. It would be a nice feather in the cap here for the program, no doubt.
No question. Jeff, thanks so much.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.